This is M&N Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. The Vikings are licking their wounds from last night's 22-6 loss to the Atlanta Falcons. The game was likely worse than that score indicates. Minnesota did not score a touchdown, had less than 200 yards of total offense, and new starting quarterback J.J. McCarthy turned it over three times and was sacked six times. Star receiver Justin Jefferson says of the QB,
"Every game is not perfect. Every game is not going to be your A-plus game. And it's okay. It's good. You know, that's the second game. We understand and we're not expecting JJ to be perfect. We're not expecting anyone to be perfect, but we are expecting everybody to do their jobs."
Tight end TJ Hockenson says they can't give up that many sacks in a game.
"All fact, we just got to make sure everybody's on the same page. And we'll get this thing rolling. You know, we have nothing but the utmost confidence and everybody on our sideline. And so, you know, we'll get things corrected and move on."
The Bengals come to town on Sunday. It's a noon kickoff at U.S. Bank Stadium. The Minnesota Lynx took a 1-0 series lead over Golden State with a dominating final three quarters yesterday. They won the game 101-72. Nafisa Collier scored 20 points and says they didn't panic when, believe it or not, they trailed by 7 points after the first quarter.
"I think we just have a lot of experience. We have people who have been in, you know, playoff run situations. We are all, you know, a little bit older in a sense that, like, we have the experience of hard games. We've been tried and tested. And especially last year, we went through this and we have our core team back."
Game two of the best of three opening round playoff series is Wednesday in San Jose. A Minnesota win will close out the series. The Twins are home tonight hosting the New York Yankees. This is the lone visit to the Twin Cities for the Bronx Bombers. Minnesota lost to the Diamondbacks yesterday 6-4. New York lost to Boston by the same score yesterday. The first pitch is 6:40 tonight at Target Field. This is M&N Sports.